You are listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, a show about... Wait, did I read that right? Repartee? Was that an autocorrect? I assume it's the Minnesota Progressive Report?
No, that's correct. Your chance to take the fellevator up today.
Okay, whatever. I guess it's the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Here are your hosts for Thursday, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
In the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, not crossing the picket line since 2019. It's Thursday.
Yeah, you got a lot of wordplay this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, just wait till we get into it later. Oh. I got a lot of that coming. But it's Thursday. That means it's your chance to get it. Your fix of the fellas. Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson here with you on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Feeling a little slow.
Slow, right. Huh?
Yeah.
You guys have been complaining it's hot in there. What
it
gives?
It is so hot.
What
do you not
gives?
Feel that? Well, I don't know. What gives? It's like 80 degrees in here.
I think it's nice and toasty.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow, you heard our announcer to start the show, Gregory Rich. He hosts Drinking the Style on Sundays. He will be in recording a show and recording some new liners for this program, the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. And I believe Greg is going to start doing a random thought of the day. So each day we'll get a new thought from Gregory Rich. But got me thinking. Got my own random thought of the day. So I like how in chess, the queen is way more powerful than the king. And the king's just really a submissive pawn that goes backwards. I think that's very good move on chess. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. He's the most important piece.
Well, he's just, you have to protect the king at all costs, but he doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I don't know enough about chess to really philosophize on this.
Well, speaking of games of monarchy, I got another thought, actually. The superior game of monarchy is poker to chess, because chess, the board's just all laid out. You can see everything your opponent's doing. The true game of clever and wit is poker, because of the deception. You can't see your opponent's cards. Chess, computers, they're fantastic at that. But you can't create a computer program that is a good poker player.
You could probably create a computer program that is always 100% efficient. Or makes
you can have
plays.
It have the stats correct, but that's not how you win at poker.
There's an element of luck, I guess, in poker.
So the true game of clever and wits of the monarchy is poker, in my eyes. And actually, you could consider my dad a professional athlete, because, as we know, poker's a sport, because it's broadcast on ESPN. And my father, he was in the World Series of Poker. So
yeah,
I'm the son of a professional athlete.
I know. Build alone, you can recognize he's a professional athlete.
Who?
Your father's build?
Oh,
physically,
oh yeah.
You
yeah.
know right away.
Oh, yeah. He's got the physique of a world-class athlete. He is a world-class poker player. But as far as our government goes, as an oligarchy, I would still say that Monopoly is the best game of the oligarchy. I'm a big fan of Monopoly.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't know that it was initially made to be kind of a satire or criticism of capitalism.
I know it was.
Which is why it's not a great game.
And it's ironic that it's that satire of capitalism, and it takes place in Atlantic City, which is owned or used to be owned almost exclusively by Donald Trump. So pretty funny how that all played out. But speaking of oligarchy, let's get into this first story. So the popular video streaming service Netflix posted its largest ever U.S. profit in 2018. That's $845 million, on which it didn't have to pay a dime of federal or state income taxes. In fact, the company reported a $22 million federal tax rebate. After a year of speculation and spin, the public is getting its firsthand look at how corporate tax laws under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act affected the taxpaying habits of corporations. The law sharply reduced the federal corporate rate, expanded some tax breaks, and curtailed others. The new tax law took effect at the beginning of 2018, which means that companies are just now closing the books on their first full year under the new rules. If Netflix earnings report is any indication, not much has changed. Many corporations are still able to exploit loopholes and avoid paying the statutory tax rate. Only now that rate is substantially lower for corporations. And then the most profitable company in America, they're valued at $800 billion currently. And that would be, of course, Amazon.com. But Amazon also paid $0 in taxes again. So these two of the largest companies in America, $0 tax rates because of this new GOP tax law. And this well, let's get into something Trump said actually last year about Amazon. Trump tweeted in March of 2018, "I have stated my concerns with Amazon long before the election. Unlike others, they pay little or no taxes to state and local governments, use our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the United States, and are putting many thousands of retailers out of business." So he previously blasted Amazon, but done nothing to improve this situation. But here, what frustrates me so much about this is these corporations thrive under this new GOP tax law. And this is precisely why I will vote for any of the Democratic candidates who ends up winning this primary, because the Democratic Party exclusively opposed these new tax regulations. And any Democrat to have a D next to your name cannot be for these huge corporations paying $0 in taxes. I mean, I haven't seen a candidate that would be for that. Sure, there's corporate Democrats, but as a principle of the party, they're usually not the ones creating this mess. And I think this is such an easy point to, when debating conservative peers and colleagues, that most people would genuinely agree that it's wrong that multi-million and billion-dollar corporations pay $0 in taxes. So this is the first place to start in a discussion and go that this is wrong, that these companies pay so little in taxes when working middle-class people have to still pay taxes, whether it's sales taxes, income taxes, anything. They pay a much larger proportion of their income, wealth, and just
Individuals and small businesses, medium businesses, even large ones, pay more of the share of towards taxes than Amazon does.
So that's an important thing to shift the conversation, because when, like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been in the news for proposing that 70% income tax wealth or hike, really just bringing it back to the levels that it used to be before the 1980s, that the outrage is that people are taxed enough. But these things aren't aimed at your everyday working class, middle class people. And that's what we have to do better about framing the conversation, because most people would genuinely agree that this is wrong, that companies can get away with this, that companies can pay $0 in taxes in the country that allowed them to thrive and get to this place.
It's tax-based services that allow them to be so profitable.
Absolutely. And Amazon, of course, is using the post office, like even Trump noted. I mean, they are indebted to the country of America for allowing them to flourish and exist in the first place. So I think this is a really easy way to convince people, or at least sway their influence a bit. But let's take a quick break, because I want to take a long second segment. So we'll be right back here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Phone number is 952-946-6205. We will be right back.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Doug, Brett, and Hunter on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Total Dog Company exists for people who are serious about their dogs. People who want the best nutrition and the best gear for their dogs. Total Dog Company's mission is to provide high-quality, practical food and gear for dogs and only dogs. Nothing frou-frou or frivolous. Nothing with suspect ingredients. No cat food or wild bird food. Totally dog, from head to wagging tail. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza from the Wall of Power Radio Hour. You are about to hear my buddies, the Cool Cats, Hunter, Doug, and Brett, the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Tune in and check those dudes out.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson here with your Thursdays with the fellas. Phone number is 952-946-6205. Hey, this weekend, Dean Phillips will be hosting a free and open to the public community conversation focused on H.R. 1, the For the People Act, a sweeping campaign finance, ethics, and electoral reform package that Phillips co-sponsored on his first day of Congress. Dean Phillips will be there, the Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon will be there, and Professor David Schultz of Hamline University, friend of the show. He's on fairly regularly. They will all be there. It's taking place this Saturday, March 9th. It starts at 1:30, and it is at Hopkins High School Little Theater. That's 2400 Lindbergh Drive, Minnetonka, Minnesota. So good chance to meet Dean Phillips, Steve Simon, and David Schultz. And also, we are in the works at the DSA of planning a social event with Dave Schultz speaking in April. And I believe that I will be giving a short little speech, too, on the rise of left-wing media that's currently going on. So there'll be more details on that in April, but go see him this weekend, March 9th, Saturday at 6:30. Also on Saturday, me and Eric have a little announcement to make. We got a brand new show beginning this weekend. It's a podcast-broadcast hybrid at 7 p.m. on Saturdays. So tune in, a further fix of the fellas now on the weekends. But we have had a lot of trouble naming this show. It's been hard.
Yeah, it's been about a month now of thinking of ideas.
Yeah, we've had nothing. We've had absolutely nothing. Eric came up with a couple of names. They were much better than mine. We're going to get to mine in a second. But my favorite that he came up with was Prosecute the Bush Administration for War Crimes. And, man, I thought that was a great name.
That was one of the handful of joke names I came up with.
And that's one that stuck out to me. But I've had people say it's too long. And
I think that's part of the appeal, though.
Also, I like it, but we currently do not have a name for this program, so we're desperate. We're trying to come up with a name. If you have ideas, give us a call at 952-946-6205. But so I've been kind of panicking about this, stressing out the past couple of days, and I came up with a list of, 20, 30 names. And we're going to go through those. You're going to see that a pattern develops in these names. I kind of got a one-track mind on how to name this, and I do not like any of them. So first of all, how about Treasure Hunters Doing Nelson Holds? That one fits both my name and Eric's last name. And I'm a treasure hunter, and Eric loves doing Nelson Holds. So that one's all right. Then I got the Alex Jonestown Massacre. And I actually, not as terrible of a name as some of these are going to be. Alex Jonestown Massacre. Someone said, I wonder if you'd get, there's a band called the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And if that band would be upset about it. And it's like, well, the band stole it from Alex Jones of the Rolling Stones. So we can take it from them. Then I've got Build the Walls. Spelt W-A-L-Z, Tim Walls. And I think people might get confused with that one, though.
I'm confused by it.
Well, strap in. It's a long list. Then I got Rebecca Otto. Rebecca Otto from The Simpsons. You know, Otto, the bus driver. Well, how about Rebecca Otto, the bus driver? Rebecca Otto from The Simpsons. Now, this one, I think, is kind of good. Tina Smith and Wesson. Now, I don't know if that would make sense to anyone. It's Smith and Wesson, like the gun company, and Tina Smith, our Minnesota senator. So that might cause some confusion. But then, along the Minnesota politics line, I got Plenty of Funk, and that one's spelled like Tim Plenty. But with funk, because funk music's always cool. I mean, you can't go wrong with calling your podcast funk. Then I got another former governor, Jesse Venture Capitalists. We might get the wrong set of podcast listeners for that, but anytime you can throw Jesse in, it's all right. Then, I mean, to the news of the day, how about Ilhan Solo? For all the Star Wars fans, all the leftists, Ilhan Solo. Or, if we want to be more inclusive, we could do Ilhan Omarosa. You know Omarosa? Trump's old apprentice star who became a part of his White House staff. Ilhan Omarosa. That's kind of nice. It could be like a crossfire on CNN debate show. Then I got Angie Craigslist. Ugh. Or Mr. Bean Phillips.
You know, hearing these out loud, I saw them written down. These are much worse even set up.
Well, how about 30-year-old kids say the darndest things? Because we're good kids here, but we're 30 years old, too. Then I got currently what's been playing in this 7 p.m. Saturday time slot is the David Pakman Show. So how about the David Miss Pakman Show? I am a master of the Miss Pac-Man, and I'm able to get a high score on any machine. You name a machine, I'll set the high score on it. So the David Miss Pac-Man Show.
You know, we just had a caller make a recommendation.
Well, what was it?
Hawes Laws.
Hawes Laws. That's on my list, actually.
I know. I thought that sounded familiar.
So, good. You're in the same mindset, my friend. Thank you for the call. Then I got Hillary Haha Clinton Dix. Clinton Dix is the Green Bay Packers safety, and Hillary Clinton, of course. So that's kind of a good Midwest flavor. I've got Bernie Flanders. You know Ned Flanders from The Simpsons? We like Bernie. We like Ned. How about Bernie Flanders? Then I got the Democratic People's Republic of Tila Tequila. Now, that one... Tequila, if you don't know, was a famous MySpace girl and became kind of a crazy, outright lunatic after her MySpace fame. So how about naming it after the DPRK? I like this next stretch. How about Ron Paul Wellstone? I think that one's great. Eric?
No comment. We got another recommendation from a caller.
Yeah?
Is nice nuggets from Nelson and help from Hunter.
Oh, you guys are better than me at this. Well, I don't claim to be any good at this. This has been stressing me out for weeks now. But how about sticking to this Ron Paul theme, Ron Pauly D. You know DJ Pauly D of the Jersey Shore? Combine him with libertarian Ron Paul. Or if we want to go local. So our show's going to be on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Right before us is the Wall of Power Radio Hour. Great local music show. How about Ron Paul Westerberg? Paul Westerberg, the replacement singer? Or what if we just named it after the host, Ron Paul Metza? Huh? Huh? I think we got something there. how about this one, Eric? This one's a little different. Savage Burnsville, and we just diss each other on it.
Okay, I like that idea.
Yeah, Savage and Burnsville, and we just throw out the Burns. We got My Space Force, Tanya Harding High School. Harding High School? Ted Cruisin' USA. You remember the arcade game Cruisin' USA? We got Ted Cruisin' USA. Or, if you were a TRL fan... We could do Ben Carson Daly. Carson Daly, Late Nights with Carson Daly. We'll add the what's his position? It's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson. Ben Carson Daly.
We've got from a caller, Reverend Jack,
I think. Oh, yeah.
Who's going to pay for Tim Walz, Mexico?
Yeah, see? That build the walls line. That I think there's something there. I didn't explore the walls enough, but I think that one's pretty funny. But my favorite was the Tina Smith and Wesson. That one's just hilarious to me. We could do Deal or No Deal, Deal or New Deal. Like Deal or No Deal with Howie Mandel, Deal or New Deal. And I know there's a lot of Richard Painter fans out there. How about Bob Ross, the happy Richard Painter? Or we could do Richard Paint by Numbers. I mean, I think Richard Painter, man, that's how you build an audience. He's very popular. Throw in a Bob Ross, the happy Richard Painter. You got yourself a show there. Then let's see. Do I have any other? My original idea was Hozfest with Eric Nelson Mandela. And you could do a right Hozfest, like the old Ozfest and Ozzy Osbourne font, over a nice Nelson Mandela Africa picture. Be a nice little juxtaposition of two totally different ideas. But so I need help, y'all. We got a new show starting this Saturday at 7 p.m., and we don't have a name for it. So please call us. 952-946-6205 or email your names to comment at am950radio.com. Me and Eric need help, you all. We need help.
Yeah, we have one more recommendation from Russ. He said he spoke with you during the Blue State Ball.
Oh.
But his idea was the cover-up is worse than the crime.
Well, now that's a legit name. That goes along with the whole Bush theme. And I like doing the Bush theme for the show because people are forgiving Bush. And that's absolutely not what we should be doing. Prosecute the Bush administration for war crimes. That's going to be the tagline of the show, no matter what its name. So we're not escaping that because I love it.
And I have an idea in my mind that is the front runner for me. So I think I'll keep it secret for now.
Okay. So tune in Saturday, 7 p.m. Hear me and Eric an hour long, uninterrupted, here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And here's a quick story. Vikings running back Rock Thomas faces felony marijuana possession charges. Rock Thomas, that one would work. You could do Rock Thomas the Tank Engine.
Rock, that's a great name.
What, Rock Thomas?
Yeah.
I know. And he's a football player. Rock Thomas Jefferson, Rock Thomas Edison, Rock Thomas Friedman.
You got to stop.
Rock Thomas Magnum. All right. Back to the story. So Rock Thomas, a running back who played 5 games for the Vikings last season, faces felony possession of marijuana charges in Dakota County, according to a criminal complaint. He's due in court March 18th. The Mendota Heights apartment where Rock Thomas lives, the police found more than 143 grams of marijuana and more than 6 grams of marijuana wax and drug paraphernalia and nearly $16,000 in cash. Rock Thomas is claiming that this is all for personal use. And honestly, I believe him. I mean, he's a football player. He probably doesn't want to go out and buy weed each day since he's a well-known figure and was just kind of hoarding it at his house. But
that's
the
Costco way, buy in bulk.
I think that this is important to know because we're on the verge of at least decriminalizing marijuana and possibly legalizing it with the expungement of records, that this kid's career is going to be completely destroyed because of this. Because he wasn't an Adrian Peterson, he was just kind of an up-and-comer. But now, this kid has no future for something that we no longer as a society really look at as an illegal activity. So I just think it's important to note that had Minnesota been there with the laws, this kid would still be there, and not he's just, not going to be.
Yeah, not just his career, too. Now he has a felony.
A felony. I mean, he's facing, it says, up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. So that's a shame that that had to happen because he wasn't doing any violent offense, anything that you would really quantify as a felony in society. And one thing I want to clarify, too, is I was on the Wall of Power Radio Hour last week, and me and Paul Metza were talking, and he said, we were talking about Bernie Sanders, and he said, at first he goes, "You're too far left, man. You're smoking too much weed." And I go, "That is my job." I was referring to the "you're too far left," not the smoking too much weed. I actually, as much as people do not want to believe this, I do not smoke weed myself. I actually do not like it at all. It's been like 10 years since I've ever partaken, but I absolutely believe that it should be legalized and you should expunge the records, but it's honestly not my thing. And this will continue because no one ever believes me on this, but Eric actually knows from personal experience. He's been around me for a long time.
I'm in a similar place, too.
Yeah, so.
And it's funny, because people who love weed do not believe you ever. No, I don't like it. Okay.
I know. No one takes my word on that one. But just wanted to clarify, because I heard it back, and I was responding to the, "You're too far left," and I go, "That's my job." But it came off completely like smoking too much weed is my job. But anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Give us a call with show names. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repit-Bap-Dip-Do right here on AM 950.
This is the real deal. Unbeatable appliance savings for 3 days only at Warner Stellion. Save up to $1,000 on lawn repairs. Then trusted delivery and haul away are still free. Don't miss the real deal this Saturday through Monday at all 10 Warner Stellion stores.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
Buy appliances at or even below cost during Warner Stellion's Real Deal Clearance Sale. 3 days, Saturday through Monday. Choose from hundreds of floor models and closeouts, all marked with a big yellow tag. Warner Stellion has unbeatable special buys on top-rated laundry pairs, French door refrigerators, four-piece kitchen suites, and more. And you still get trusted fast-free delivery and haul-away and 18 months interest-free financing. Yellow-tagged appliances below cost and unmatched savings on special buys. Saturday through Monday at all 10 Warner Stellion stores.
Parade of Homes.
Find your place in a community you'll love. Tour more than 400 new homes on the Parade of Homes, going on now. Free guidebooks at Holiday and ParadeOfHomes.org. Sponsored by U.S. Bank.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Hi, this is Chad Larson, owner of AM 950. You are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Yeah, and tune in to Tina Smith and Weston Saturdays at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
I will say, I think that's my favorite pun of yours. I don't know if it's a great show name. During the break, we did get one idea from Brad from Robbinsdale, which is Hasten the Revolution.
Oh, Revolution.
Pretty good.
Fist in the air, my friend. Well, here at the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, we practice the fairness doctrine. So I announced that event for Dean Phillips this weekend, Saturday, March 9th at 1:30 at the Hopkins High School Little Theater. Well, let's give something to Randy in Coon Rapids or Patrick in Apple Valley. How about your chance to see Dinesh D'Souza? Dinesh D'Souza will be at the Interlochen Country Club. Oh, of course. Now, this event, it includes valet parking, a VIP reception featuring hors d'oeuvres, a framed picture of Dinesh D'Souza, and a three-course dinner. And a table of 10 will only set you back $2,000. So, man, your chance to see Dinesh D'Souza, the man who made that that Trump documentary comparing him to Lincoln and comparing the Democrats to Nazis. So, conservative friends, go see Dinesh D'Souza at the Interlochen Country Club. Eric, have you ever driven by the Interlochen Country Club?
I have no idea. Where is it?
It's in Edina.
Is it spelled E-R-L-A-C-H-E-N?
Yes, yeah, it is. It's basically the only golf course country club in Minnesota where it still functions like the movie Caddyshack. It's the ultimate rich man's club. So, your chance to see Dinesh D'Souza. But, you heard the weather. It's supposed to snow a lot this weekend, right? Right?
Yes.
Not so. Not gonna happen. You know why? Hennepin County judge issues restraining order against winter. A legal objection was filed Thursday against what is just the latest drumbeat of a relentless and exhausting winter. Hennepin County District Judge Kevin Burke signed an emergency temporary restraining order filed by the citizens of Minnesota as the names of the defendant against Old Man Winter and Mr. Snow. No snow this weekend, my friends. My man, Kevin Burke. Let's get him on the show. All right, let's go to Mark and Fridley. Mark, it's good to have you as always.
How you doing, Hunter? Got a name for your show, but first, you opened up with the topic of corporations not paying taxes, and that is not something that just started occurring in 2016, and it's an epidemic. And the reason that you're paying so much in taxes is because we're still spending about $350 million a day on wars, and that results in the average taxpayer basically being obligated to pay $3,500 a year to go to the military, which is not taking care of veterans or veterans housing, and $80 of that only goes to welfare programs. So we're spending $3,500 annually per taxpayer for wars and $80 for social welfare. But I got a name for your show. You ready?
I'm ready.
The Prog Dogs.
Prog Dogs. Well, that's pretty good.
That is good.
You know, so you got a logo, you got a couple of pit bulls, paint them green, you're good to go.
All right, awesome.
And then let's just talk about, if we can, Ilhan Omar, because the impact of what she started and what she created, whether that was her intention or not, is extremely significant. And as Prog Dogs, progressives, you know, we've got to support somebody that dares take a stand on principle and truth to power. And, you know, the media, as we've already seen, you know, with Bernie Sanders, isn't going to respect progressives or give progressives the credit that is due. I heard Hillary Clinton taking credit for this wave of progressives coming into the Congress, which really couldn't be farther from the truth. But the proposed resolution that they shot down today was validation for what she's concerned about. And again, the amount of pressure that has been put upon this woman for taking a principled stand and hearing how the mainstream media and and both parties spinning and diverting her words. And as much effort has been undertaken by our government in, you know, going after Congresswoman Omar. At the same time, the United Nations condemned the killings in the Gaza protests in 2016 and said that there's proven reasonable grounds to believe Israeli snipers shot at journalists, health workers, children, and persons with disabilities, knowing they were clearly recognizable as such. And I guess I'm still waiting for some type of a congressional admonishment or congressional hearings into the UN findings and, you know, whether or not the UN is going to be admonished for being anti-Semitic.
Thank you for the call, Mark. Great points. A small thing I can recommend to people to take action on this is on Ilhan Omar's Facebook pages, she is being berated by the most vile comments from conservatives, and I took just a quick screenshot of some of the things on there, and these four in order are, one guy says, great job, Minnesota, and posts the 9/11 meme of the Twin Towers exploded, saying, never forget you, sir, and then a picture of Ilhan Omar saying, I'm the proof you have forgotten. One guy comments, the Democratic carcass. Then there's one under it that's, you knew I was a snake when you let me in, with a picture of Ilhan Omar. And then this kind of QAnon-themed post of, it's a meme with a lot of words on it, but it basically says that it was an Obama plan to put a ton of Somalians in one area in Minnesota so that they could elect Ilhan Omar. And it was this constructed plan.
Yeah, that's what always kind of drives me crazy about, especially about this most recent Ilhan Omar thing. We can look at the most deadly attack on Jewish people in the history of the United States, which was that Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And look at who committed it. It was someone reading right-wing propaganda, anti-Semitic propaganda from the right wing. Mm-hmm. He didn't go and shoot up a synagogue because he was reading about criticisms of AIPAC.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. What inspires the actual hate in the movement? And I mean, the actual anti-Semitic movement is extremely far right-wing, and it always has been historically. I mean, criticizing government is far different than hating a people for their existence. But I'm going to change topics. I'm going to lighten things up. Eric, did you know that Minnesota was going to, at one time, move its capital from St. Paul to the village of St. Peter?
I did not know that.
Well, back in 1857, the Minnesota Territorial Legislation voted to move its capital from St. Paul to the village of St. Peter, which is about 60 miles southwest. The man tasked with sending that legislation to the governor for a signature, he disappeared on a week-long bender and returned just as the session ended. And that was 162 years ago this week, actually.
Life
that the
sounds
bill
so much more fun back then.
It went unsigned. So this man, Joseph Rolette, was a colorful fur trader from the Red River Valley, and his these antics are kind of go down as legend of creating or saving St. Paul as the capital city. So when the Minnesota Territory was established in 1849, St. Paul was designated as its capital. The city was obviously easily accessible by riverboats and was among the territory's largest population centers. So it made a lot of sense. But when the Minnesota prepared to enter the Union as the 32nd state, other capital contenders sprang up, and St. Peter emerged as the most serious challenger. Now, that's
and
kind
why
of
do you know why it was St. Petersburg? Why that idea was floated?
So the effort to move the capital to St. Peter was driven almost entirely by the St. Peter Land Company. It's a real estate company that owned nearly all the property in the tiny town. And among the shareholders were some of Minnesota's most influential men, but the governor of the time. So the governor's name was Willis Gorman, and Gorman and his associates saw an opportunity to rise the value of their land by swiping the seat of the government from St. Paul. So a bill for the removal of the capital to St. Peter was introduced in February 1857 during the final legislative session before Minnesota would become a state. The bill narrowly passed the House of Representatives and the Council, which was the Senate at the time. And on February 27th, the official copy of the Removal Act was entrusted to this man, Rolette. And Jolly Joe Rolette, as he was affectionately known, he had represented the Canadian border region of Pembina, which is now in North Dakota, no longer in Minnesota, actually. And he represented for five legislative sessions. Most of the Minnesota histories agree that Rolette locked the bill in a safe of a local banker before retiring to an upstairs room in the Fuller House Hotel, where he spent the next 7 days boozing and playing cards with a discreet group of friends. So like I said, geniuses play poker. This man influenced the state like no other poker player.
Yeah. I wonder if a similar story didn't happen in Springfield, Illinois.
You
know what I mean? This is where you had this giant
city. Oh, sure,
city.
Yeah, yeah, because there's nothing in Springfield.
Chicago. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't need to go off on another rant on Springfield, Illinois.
So when Rolette was not at his desk on February 28th, the last day to sign this, the St. Peter faction panicked, but the St. Paulites celebrate Rolette as a hero, carrying him through the streets, according to the Pioneer historians, and paying him a cool $3,000 for his services to the city. The St. Peter faction was predictably outraged, but they believed the substitute bill they drafted in Rolette's absence carried the force of law. They sought a court to force the state officials to move their offices to their new capital in St. Peter's. However, when it got brought up to the Supreme Court of Minnesota, Court Justice Rensselaer Nelson, who's Eric's great-grandfather, he took up the case in the spring of 1857 and ruled that the capital could only be relocated by a vote of the people. So that's the history.
Yeah, thank God for alcohol.
Thank God for alcohol.
And blackouts and benders.
Blackouts, benders, and the true game of clever and wit. Poker, my friends. But let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
Hi there. This is Alan Miller speaking, the local and studio curmudgeon. You're listening to, and wisely so, Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all-energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Hi, this is Matt, owner of Green Home Doctors. People often invest money in their homes for things they can see, but the most important improvement they can make is what they can't see. Insulation. If you have icicles or ice dams on your roof or moisture problems on your windows or ceilings during the winter, your home is not insulated properly. Take advantage of the rebates and incentives from Xcel Energy and CenterPoint Energy before it's too late. To learn more about the savings, visit greenhomedr.com.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
Be an info warrior and ignore everything these Soros puppets say. Hunter, Doug, and Brett spread Obama, globalist, Antifa propaganda. Ignore everything you hear on the Minnesota Progressive Liberty.
That's friend of the show, Alex Jones. And speaking of Alex Jones, tune in this Saturday at 7 p.m. for me and Eric's new show, The Alex Jonestown Massacre. Every Saturday, an uninterrupted hour, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Here's a great fail from the Minnesota House Republican Caucus. So they put up a poll March 1st. Should Minnesota pass a law to allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses? And the poll results were 71% of people said yes, allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, with 29% saying no. The Minnesota House Republican Caucus quickly deleted this poll from existence, but I got it. I took a screenshot right before it got deleted. Now, we don't have much time. So I just want to thank everyone who came out to the Blue State Ball. It was great to meet all of you. Gary gave me some spectacular art of a troll, and I actually got to see today his entire collection that he gave to the station, and they're fantastic. They're in the studio with Eric right now, a couple of them, a couple of my favorites I brought down. But meant a lot seeing everyone. Means a lot that this station exists to me, and the fact that they let a scrappy kid like me talk to you for an hour every Thursday. So having a left-wing progressive talk radio station has always been extremely important to me and extremely fulfilling to be a part of. So thank you all for that came out to the Blue State Ball this weekend. It was a lot of fun. And thank you all for just listening in general and supporting the station. This is a rare thing that we have an independently owned radio station to begin with, because there aren't many of them. There aren't many of them anywhere in this country. When Chapo Trap House came on, they called our station the only independent radio station in the country. And that's really not far from the truth.
I didn't know of any others.
It's a small handful. So just being here, us existing, and being a part of it means a lot to me. So thank you all. It's very special. But we're off. Tune in on Saturdays to our new show, 7 p.m. Moving forward, it's an hour long. But we'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.